Attorney Alex Bartlett, representing 236 school districts, contends the school funding formula is not adequate and not equitable. On adequacy, he says the state simply is not spending enough money. As for equity,
when you look at expenditure per pupil, the poor rural districts are way down the line.
Assistant Attorney General Christopher Quinn, representing the state, does not argue there are problems in many local school districts, but says there's no link between poor performance and the formula.
I think that it's incumbent upon plaintiffs to prove the causal link between the General Assembly action and the conditions which they came to this court and complained about, and as opposed to local board decisions.
Attorneys for the state further insist the state should not be forced to put more money into any school district that does not get its priorities right and engages in unwise spending. No quick ruling is expected, as the attorneys must still submit written briefs and other material which will be read in detail by the judge. It's expected the ruling, when it comes, will be appealed. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, Jefferson City.